What was the quote you shared this last week from Augustine about math being idolatry?
Oh, yeah. He was just frustrated with the mathematicians for not giving glory to God
Yeah,
for his
right.
creation.
So is any part of creation of itself evil? Well, Lucifer. Okay. So this image in here, at least among many people these days, and you can go buy it at the shopping mall these days, is a symbol of Lucifer and the worship of him. The Star of David, which is not just a triangle, but two triangles, one upside down, one over it, seems to be quite different than this. So which one is the text referencing, and how would you prove that? Would be my first question to anybody who would accuse me of idolatry on the basis of this. Now I'm gonna from here I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna jump. So March 2020, I decided it took 2 weeks. I decided I didn't know what I knew. I decided I didn't know what the world knew. I decided I'd lost my mind in idolatry just because I couldn't tell who was telling the truth anymore. And I threw myself back into the scriptures, and I particularly thought, now's the time for wisdom. And I started looking at Solomon very carefully. I read to chapter 8, taking notes the whole way. Smart notes was a big thing for me at that point, too. And then I realized, you know what? I missed something. I went back. I read to chapter 6, took notes. I went back. I read to chapter 4, took notes. I read to chapter 2, took notes. Finally, I get down to chapter 1, verses 2 through 7, which you've heard me talk about before. And I realized I didn't know what it meant at all. And I realized that the commentaries I was reading on it said, oh, it doesn't mean anything. And I thought, now that's about the dumbest thing I ever heard. So I started trying to figure out what it meant by looking very carefully at one word at a time. And in order to do that, I put those words on a table. And then I started taking all my notes that I found amongst the first three words, knowledge, wisdom, and discipline. And I just started lining them up inside of those words to see like what the difference between knowledge and wisdom is. Because what is the difference between knowledge and wisdom? What is the difference between knowledge and discipline? So I was trying to figure that out. Okay. So to do that, I just had them in a triangle on this big table so I could pile the notes and kind of see where it went. I kept learning. I realized there was a second three that shows up in verse three. I think it's verse three, which is zedek, usually righteousness, but accuracy. Measurement, mishpat, and symmetry, misorim. I thought, oh, look, there's a second three. And so I just laid it out as well and then started putting things information-wise between them to try to, what's the difference between accuracy and measurement? What's the difference between measurement and symmetry? And how are these knowledge? And how are these wisdom? And I started working with like that, and I was like, okay, this is great. I want to follow where this is going more. And I started putting tape on the table in order to follow my learning that was just arising out of Solomon. And what showed up on my table? The Star of David. I thought, did Solomon know this? I thought, well, yeah, it sure looks like it to me. I'm going to see what keep happening if I just believe that the Star of David is a path to learning information. Geometry, you might call it. Now, Pythagoras did this a long time ago in one way. And what my suggestion here is that Solomon did it in a different way, and that it's even buried there in Solomon's, in Proverbs 1, 2 through 7. And what I found after this was not only that the Star of David, as a, if you take it and you make it a threefold triangle, you add another three to it, make it three-dimensional, suddenly you're in a really interesting shape that ends up being a 12-sided, I think it's 12-sided. Or is it the 20 side? I can't remember. Anyway, you end up with these really cool shapes that seem to, not just seem to, you can find they're reflected in nature all over the place. That when you get down to like certain levels of atomic structure and whatnot, right? And so the Star of David ends up being like the heart of the most stable form of geometry you can make ever. All of this because I couldn't figure out the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Okay? So for me, this is all like I'm a bumbling fool walking into this, but I'm also running into people who have come at it from physics and actually have some of the same concepts. They're not coming at it from the Bible. And I'm like, huh, what did Solomon know? I mean, he was the wisest guy ever. He built all this crazy stuff. When Solomon had a table without paper like I do, because he didn't have paper like I do, but he had a table maybe with some dust in it. I don't know. How did he make his plans? And that's when it all kind of clicks. Oh, look, the Star of David. If you lay it on the table, I'm already doing it. It's really good for laying out plans and distinguishing information from information. So I immediately went and made another one on a separate table that had nothing to do with the stuff I was studying. And over time, I've taken up the stuff I was studying and put it somewhere. And I've got two of these now I use in different places. And honestly, what is it? It's a way of having an open desk space that self-categorizes itself and is able to move freely like literally defragment before you, so that, well, there's a pile right here. This pile has been waiting. I've been making myself not touch this pile so I can learn how to deal with chaos a little better. But this pile over here, can you see any of it? I don't want to like give away what's there, but
there you go.
This pile is in a corner of my Star of David, wherein I am forcing my very anal person to allow chaos to exist. Like it bothers me, right? I want to fix it. I've been there for a month and a half. There's so much good stuff in there. None of it has a deadline. None of it is an emergency. And so I'm again learning how to distinguish what is necessary from what's not necessary. I'm using the symbol to push up into this corner, whereas over here I have a number of things that are far more organized, although they are separate things that have maybe a relationship to each other. Whereas this space I try to keep open so things can fall down into this workspace and get pushed up. And I use these now just for fun to make me leave things alone. So like if I put this here, it means I don't get to touch it till that's done, even if I want that card and so forth. But the idea again is that sweep it all away, start with 5 note cards. You have these 5 note cards, the information will relate to itself. If you put it out, you'll see that there is a connection point between all of it that you can come up with in your mind, because that's how information works. Knowledge is that creative, that progenitive. And what the star does, it just allows for an open plane wherein there are segments that can arise as space to keep the information. And so I know over here is this way and over here is that way. And the six-pointed star just works marvelously for this. I don't know. I don't know how to say it. It's like creation is built this way. And in fact, again, if you look at the physics of it and the geometry of it, it is. And so saying, oh, creation is built this way, I'll let the creation that's built this way be how my chaos becomes information, or chaos becomes order. And we'll let the chaos move into space, knowing that other spaces will arise to give me order. That has been one of the most useful and profound things I have ever discovered in my pursuit of information theory. I very quickly realized I had found something far more powerful, something I couldn't even really explain. And you're noticing right now, I still am not really explaining it well. But what I can say is this: draw a Star of David on your table. Start working with boxes that are plain and universal, and start organizing them on your Star of David, and you will discover you have a tool that is really, really good at what it does, which is let you find yourself and your own information, let it arise into chaos, let it turn back into order. And there's just enough space here that you can always be moving things to other spaces. And if you reach the point where there's too much, you got to take it off, put it somewhere else. I get that too. But I would suggest to you that a 4-pointed star, a 5-pointed star wouldn't do that. I would suggest to you that a 7-pointed star, 8-pointed star wouldn't do that. I think there's mathematical and philosophical reasons for that. You can explain why 5 is a very unstable number on a whole host of reasons, and why 4 is more stable but also collapses into 5 sometimes, whereas 6 tends to, well, keep things in 2-3s. And 3 is the Trinity, right? The image of our Creator himself. So, and that's where then having the 3-3 and all that, it's just math, and it's just speculation. And yet, what is it? It's a framework for information theory. I believe the Star of David is a framework for information theory, which Solomon himself was able to perceive in his wisdom and make use of. And hence we have this thing inherited from him we call the Star of David. Why would he not name it after his father? Pure speculation. I'm making this up, but why not? So a lot of this came out of me really trying to write a story too. I was trying to come up with like a magical philosophy world for a story, but I wasn't. I was trying to find what Christian teaching really is and wisdom really is so I could build it into a story. And here we are. I got Star of David on my table, and it organizes things marvelously, and I highly recommend you try it. It is a framework for controlling chaos.